it's late in the midnight hour, and I hear you call my name. I see the tears flow down your face, and I answer you with a warm embrace.
For tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. That is Just Call My Name by Lee Austin. That is a new single.
Yeah.
And Lee Austin is my returning guest on my platform. To mention, Lee Austin is my regular guest on my platform. He is always welcome to come back with his new music projects. All right, Lee Austin. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Angleton, Texas right now.
All right. And thank you for that information. And thank you. All right, let's get it going. Tell us briefly about yourself for any of persons in the audience that's curiously listening, and about your upcoming new music and any other new projects that you got coming to the fore. Go right ahead.
Wow. Yes, my name is Lee Austin. I'm a record producer. Currently, I'm working with Hillboy Music out of Gloucester, Mississippi, where CEO is Jesse Miles. I've been a multi-instrumentalist now for about 40 years, a little over 40 years now. I've been an audio engineer and a music producer for 20-plus years now. I'm fluent in Latin, jazz, R&B, soul, gospel, country, bass, wherever I get my hands on, that's what I do. And that's basically who I am, what I do. We have projects coming out this year, as a matter of fact. We're still wrapping the movie up with Edward Kennard over there in Australia. We did music scores for him as well. I'm working on his R&B tracks right now. He's producing an R&B album as a spinoff from the movie that he's coming out with. I just finished up a project with a young lady. Her name is Nashaya out of Amite City, Louisiana. She's an up-and-coming hip-hop artist on the Hillboy Music label. She did very well on her first project. We just finished that up. Another artist I'm going to be working with, coming out with something this year, is Satrice Hudgens. She's in Mississippi as well. Another artist, her name is ATL Jazz. I'm sorry, Jazz ATL. And Corey Former, as a matter of fact, I'm teaching him how to record, engineer. He's my protege, you know, so I'm pouring into him. He wants to step out and do some things. He has some art. He has a hip-hop group that he's managing, and so I'm pouring into him as well. Henry Jones III with God First, established 2010 in clothing apparel.
Young man.
Yeah, he does all of my jerseys, all of my shirts. He custom designs everything that I wear. C Styles from ISB Glam. She does my glasses. I have a pair of Atlanta Braves glasses. I have a pair of Atlanta Falcons glasses. She's working on my Georgia Bulldogs glasses. One of a kind. My very own style. Yeah. So this is a lot of things I'm working on.
I want to say thank you for the gift you sent me on ISB Glam. I was sent a pair of sunglasses that were glammed. If anybody want to see the pair that I have received, you can look me up on my Facebook page under Brenda Nanette Moss, right on my profile. I am wearing the set of the sunglasses. And I'm very proud of them because no one ever done that for me.
Oh, yeah, they're slamming.
I told everybody I've been glammed.
Yeah, you've been glammed, huh?
Yeah, I've been glammed, yeah. That's my motto. I've been glammed. So thank you so much.
Wow. You're welcome.
So about your clothing line and other persons that you're networking with, with your music, is there a website for people to follow up on that?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have them on my website at Alignable, at alignable.com, and you can type in alignable.com, alignable.com, Freeport, Freeport, Port, Texas, Gullah, Soulmuzik. That's alignable.com, Freeport, Texas, Gullah Soul Music. You see me on Google Engine on there. You see some other things I'm doing as well. And that's the bottom line. Body Solutions, this young lady, she's stepping out. We use her product. It helps your skin. Skin tone, this stuff really works. And so I'm helping her with the marketing on that. That's doing very well for her as well. She's making movement in that area. And so I just believe in pouring into other independents that are doing something. That's what I believe. We need to come together, support one another in what we're doing. And
yeah.
And so it's just this, you know, Gullah Soul Music is basically not just the music, but a conglomerate of other independent business owners.
Okay.
He's in the music business as well, but he also has a detailing business. He does auto detailing. He does an outstanding job. And so he does my ride for me. And so I tell people, hey, don't ride around dirty, go see Corey. He'll get you right. So, you know, we're just trying to come together and networking. Hillboy Music, a wonderful place to work with Mrs. Jesse Miles over there. He brought me aboard at the latter part of last year as a music production manager, handling music production and all of that. And I'm getting ready to produce Pastor Love. He's one of the members of the Five Blind Boys, Grammy Award winner.
Okay.
You know, so, oh yeah, I'm working with him right now on his new single he's coming out with. Yeah, so I'm very busy and loving every minute of it. Yes, ma'am.
All right, and I want to mention again that I am getting big feedback on your music on YouTube and Apple Podcasts, iTunes, and there's big feedback about your music, and people is really getting moved with it. I believe it. Gullah Soul Music has that per se, that funk, spiritualistic music vibe that people's looking for, and they want to tend to follow up with you. So more of your information that you put out besides just SoundCloud, which everybody can find you on SoundCloud, correct? Can you give that SoundCloud information? Would you happen to have that?
Yes, I do. You can go to SoundCloud and just type in Gullah Soul Music. When you go to search, you type in Gullah Soul Music and my name. You'll see me right there. You can't miss me. We have tracks on there you can listen to. There are a lot of promotional tracks to give people an idea about what I'm doing as a producer. I was told years ago by an individual, and he was a very heavy hitter, and I was in his studio, and he told me, he said, Lee, when you become a producer, you are able to work with various artists, not just your own project.
Yeah.
And I took that, Brenda, I took that with a grain of salt. And what I did, I began to work on my craft 20 plus years ago to get where I am today now. And he poured into me and he told me the truth. And so a lot of times we work on our own projects and we say, I'm a producer. Well, you know, but the advice he gave me is the advice I give to anybody, even the people around me. When you start working with other artists, and various musicians, various artists on various projects, and you come out of your comfort zone, that's when you begin to build yourself to be a producer. I can walk in any studio, doesn't matter where I am. It can be a Latin, country, bluegrass, R&B. I can go in any studio and feel at home because I know what I can do. Because I worked hard to get there. And so that's why I encourage others and I pour into them the advice that was given to me.
Right. Well, 20 plus years, you have a lot of humbleness, wisdom, and a lot of talent, experience, and skill. So you have
a lot in
you. So I want to play another one of your new singles. The one is called Jesus Knows Who You Are, but it is actually spelled and pronounced in French. So is there a brief story behind this track here, how you came up with the melody and all?
Well, basically, I was called to a record label and a recording studio in Dallas, Texas. And there was a client there that they had, and he's Nigerian, but he speaks French fluently. And so, but he wanted to do this song in French. I said, okay, well, cool. I'll come up there. Let me put my hands on it and let's do it. And so, but he told me, he pronounced it in French, and I'm not even trying to, but he told me basically what he's saying is Jesus knows who you are. And so he sang it. he sang it first, and I, you know, listened to him, and I just built the tracks up around it, and that's what we came up with.
All right. Well, here is Jesus Knows Who You Are by Lee Austin. Stay right there, and I'll be right back.
Il connaît ta mère, il connaît ton père, il connaît tes enfants, il connaît ta femme, il connaît ton travail, il connaît tes amis, il sait qui tu es, il sait ce que tu veux. Jésus va vous mettre. Il connaît tes yeux. Il connaît tes efforts, il connaît ton cœur, il connaît ta pensée, il connaît tes projets, il connaît ton passé, il connaît ton présent, il connaît ton futur, il sait ce que tu es, il sait ce que tu veux. Jésus dit Baboumé. Que tu es menteur et tu trompes ta femme. Tu fais ce qui est faux et tu divises l'église. Tu es marabout, tu es devenu prophète. Tu as couché tous les femmes de ton église. Tu as couché tous les hommes de ton église. Tu t'habilles en sexy pour séduire le pasteur.
I really love that. Wow. You kind of woke me up there in a different world. And I'm quite sure others that are overseas understand what he's singing about and understand the melody. It kind of reminds me a little bit of funk and reggae a little bit in there. I really love that. Thank you. What is your motivation, Lee? What keeps you going? Because you got a full plate going on here. What is that motivation you have? Where is that energy coming from?
It's something that's been in me for ever since I was a child. Just driven to succeed, driven to reach that next plateau in life. Working hard so that way I won't have to be concerned about my future in my old age, you know, and building now. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just reality. And that's what some of my friends and I, we talk about as well, my wife as well. And we talk about these things that if we don't do something now, I want to wait till I'm 80 something, 90 something years old. And I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to eat, you know, feed myself. How I'm going to take care of my bills.
Right.
And, you know, I just use the God-given talent that he gave me in order to do what I do. So that way I can be successful and be who I am in this business. And so I'm driven every day to get to that next plateau. When I do one project, I'm always in this mindset, I can do better than what I just did.
Right.
And I just keep moving and I keep moving and I keep moving. And even in my success, I just keep moving. You know, I know I don't have time for sleeping. I don't have time for, you know, slacking. So it's it just things I have to stay on top of in order to maintain my position.
Yes. Well, thank you for that information, Lee. I would like to ask you, do you get big feedback from a lot of your fans and followers that your music can spiritually move them? Do you know that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
How does that make you feel?
But you probably on that level. Yeah. To the information you shared tonight, I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. I'm just making the music and how I'm feeling, and I know there's some other people that may be feeling what I'm feeling. I just want to be able to connect with them. But I had no idea that it was on this magnitude.
Much, so it's hard for you to keep tap with social media,
yes.
I understand. Just to let you know, people are spiritually moved by your music. So there you go.
Wow, thank you. Thank y'all out there. Thank y'all so much for your support. Thank y'all very much.
That's Lee Austin, everybody. Okay, yeah. I would like to spin this well-known hit, We People Who Are Dark and Blue.
Oh, man, come on.
I love that remake, how you did it. I didn't know you was a fan of his.
Oh, yes. Curtis Mayfield. Never got to meet him, of course, but he was one of my biggest inspirations as far as sound. You know, Phil Spector, you know, he created the wall of sound. A lot of people go, I've studied and just all these different other producers, and I appreciate the contribution that they made, all of them. But Curtis Mayfield, when I heard some of his chords and the way that he delivered his vocals on, and the message. It was the message in his music that really, you know, caught my attention. And so I had Omar Williams, one of my percussionists. He and my son had do percussion for me, but Omar was available for this track. So I used him to guide me through so I can feel it. These guys know, they know already, I do everything on feeling. I don't care if it's digital or live drums, it's got to be with the feel. But I had to redo this one, man. I had to do it. I'm just amazed how it turned out.
Well, I want to ask you, what moved you to do this hit right here, this track here?
I'm looking at I've always been socially conscious about our communities.
Yeah.
And when I'm seeing what I'm seeing today, the senseless murders and different, in our communities, in our world, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And this message is over 40 years old, Brenda, but it's still relevant.
I know.
It is still relevant. Yes. I had to do it.
Well, I'm blowing it up on social media, not only because it's Black History Month, but people need to stay woke. Especially
That's
in
right.
our Black community. Not only that, it seems that decades ago, we started off building kings, kingdoms.
Mm-hmm.
And now we can't build communities. We
right.
are destroying our own community. Black
right.
people are jealous of each other. They can't
mm-hmm.
even pick one another up. They want to put each other down. We can't even network with one another because they're afraid the other person will do better than them.
Right.
That type of mindset is very weak to me. My
mm-hmm.
opinion is very weak.
Oh, I agree.
This song, you really woke me up because you redone it and bring it back out. Just because
yes.
people need to stay woke, and not only because the song has been redone, the message in it is still alive today.
Yes, it is.
So
yes.
I want to say thank you for redoing it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, everyone, stay tuned on Let's Jazz It Up. Here is We People Who Are Dark and Blue by Lee Austin.
We people who are darker than blue, don't let us hang around this time and live with others' sake of truth. We're just here for nothing. They all figure a boyish girl might shoot this chick. Now we can't hold a stand for that. Oh, is that really where it's at? We people who are darker than blue, we got well. If your mind can only see, you know your color, same as me. Pardon me, sister, as you stand in your glory. I know you won't mind if I tell the whole story. Pardon me, sister, I know you've come a long, long way. But don't be so satisfied. Tomorrow can be an even brighter day. Now I know you have great respect for the sister and mother. It's even better yet when we can respect our brothers. But there's a brother in the street loving one brother and killing the other. And when the time comes and we're truly free, there'll be no brothers left, you see. Pardon me, brother, as you stand in your glory. I know you won't mind if I tell the whole story. Pardon me, brother, I know we've come a long, long way. But let's not be so satisfied, for tomorrow can be an even brighter day. Children, a false reality. The definition of love is me and you giving love the way Jesus Christ tells us to. Stop building a wall of hate around your neighbor's home. Gotta tell you what's right. Now hopefully you see the light. The color of love is so beautiful, radiant as the sunrise. The color of love personified brings truth to my eyes. Yes, it does.
Hey, we people who are darker than blue.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I sat straight up in my chair when you sent me that track right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sat straight up and I'm like, okay. All right. All right. Okay. So, what is that ultimate desire of what you wish your fans to get out of these new singles, Lee?
What I want them to get mostly is the soul of what I'm doing, the message of what I'm speaking, and wrapping their, you know, minds and their hearts around, you know, what's being said, what's being played, you know. And even on that particular track right there, I wanted to keep with the time, you know, produce that 70s sound.
Yeah,
I didn't want to make it sound like a millennial sound. I wanted to keep the genre the way he did it. I couldn't do it the way he did it, but I wanted to keep it in that same flow. And, you know, it's the soul of the music is what I'm doing. And I want people to be able to gravitate toward that. It's like I tell beat producers, when your beat is not enough, you got to have the soul with it. You got to have it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just the beat by itself ain't going to hit it. But sometimes you gotta add some soul to it. You know what I'm saying?
Tell
up real. You got to have soul. You got to have it. And so and that's basically what I do is I just want to help others achieve their dream as well. It's enough for everybody to get. You know, I mean, it's enough for you, me, and everybody to be successful. And so what God gives to me, I'd be selfish, Brenda, to hold back and not be able to pour into somebody else. But it's enough for me and everybody else to still get it, to still achieve greatness and success.
Right. That's right. Thank you for that information. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much.
You're
I would
welcome.
Like to play My Soul is Calling. I also love this track as well. What is the the brief story behind this track here. Is there a brief story with it you want to mention?
Yes, ma'am, it is. Yes, it is. These artists came to me, and his name is KD3MOG, and his brother Fred Jones Jr. did an outstanding job with those Ron Isley overtones. But what this hey, when y'all hear this, I'm telling y'all, when y'all hear this song, man, I'm telling you, you know, you don't feel so. I'm telling you, that's all I do. That's all I know. He did a worship song, and a lot of people might say, oh, man, first time we played the song, and it was like, you know, man, that sounds like Quiet Storm music. Well, hey, man, let's groove it. Groove it anyway. I mean, because that's what I'm feeling. That's what we feel it, and it works. I believe we need to feel the soul of the music again. And so they did an outstanding job on this one. His name is KB3MOG, and this is their group, and they came in. And you know what? And what's amazing on this, Brent, at the time, I only had about a 4 or 6-track recorder when I did this. And
what?
Y'all want to check this? Oh, yeah. Since then, of course, I've upgraded, big now, you know what I'm saying? But,
yeah.
you know, when you got, you know, bills and, you got this and that going on, you got to take care of this family, that, you know, so I may do what I had. And it's like, I believe what the Bible say, you know, you're faithful with few, God may rule over many. So I use what I had. And so I kept, but y'all, I think it was about a 4 or 6-track on here that I did all this on. And so that's the mindset that I have. I'm going to make it work. I'm going to make it work. But when y'all hear this track, y'all going to see where we're coming from on it.
All right. Here is My Soul is Calling. Stay tuned, everyone.
Oh, yeah. Lee Austin introducing the anointed melodic sounds of KB3MOG. Yes, y'all, KB3 is on your radio dial. So for all of you bumping this jam in your ride, go ahead and turn it up and let everybody know KB3MOG is ready to minister the word of God. For those of you in your houses, go ahead and turn it up a notch. And let your neighbors know KB3MOG is ready to minister the word of God. So everybody, get yourselves in a spirit of praise and worship to receive the word of God.
Can't you hear me calling? Catch me, I'm falling. I'm doing all that I can to hold on to you. Lord, I give my life. I put it all in your hands. Your wishes. My greatest command. You are so special to me in every way. I got to be in your company every day. That is why I reach your word and I pray. Lord, come unto me. Not tomorrow, but today. It's calling for you. Don't you know my soul? My soul. It's calling for you. Love. My soul. It's calling for you. Don't you know my soul? It's calling.
Don't you?
Praying, I'm working hard every day, but I still find time for fasting. Jesus, I dedicate my whole life to you. Just want any man, just won't do. I need you. Blessings on the way.
what is the trouble? I know you're tired of pain and the struggle. He be the in the double. When you're worried about it, he's the one that you should call on. Fall on your knees and go on and pray. Lift your eyes up to Jesus Christ and he'll make your day. I'm telling you this because I know from a young kid growing up, being brought up in church and God telling you what's up about that realness off in hill. When you're off in them streets, go on and pick up Obama, then read that verse and listen to the preach.
So, hey y'all, this is Lee Austin taking your calls. Call us on, holler at your boy one time. Let me know what you think about this song.
Hey, this is Tiffany from New York. I think this song is off the hood.
Oh yeah, yeah, I feel you, Tiffany. Hey, caller two, holler at your boy one time. Let me know what's happening out there. What you think about this?
Yeah, this is your boy Ray Ray from H-Town. KB Free, you off the hook, man.
Yeah, thank you, Ray Ray. Hey, man, I'm feeling you, bro. Hey, caller number three, holler at me.
Hi, this is Allison, and I'm from Philly. I think this boy is off the chain.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely feel you. I can definitely feel you on that. Caller number four, holler at me.
Yeah, man, this is your boy Kevin from California. I want you to know, KB3, you're going to the top, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I can definitely believe that. I can definitely believe that. Hey, y'all, peace. We out, all right? Love you.
All right, my soul is calling. Hey, this is Brenda Moss from Evansville, Indiana, and I think that track is hot.
Oh, right. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I think that track is hot. He kind of threw me out the chair, and I'm like, he did that? Yeah, he did that. Gospel rap is my thing, and that really threw me. I had to do a double take and play it again.
Yeah, do a double take
sure.
On it.
Yeah, I had to do a double take. I'm like, he did that. Yeah. You need to do more of that, Lee Austin, for real.
Well, I'm working on that. I am working on that. Yeah, I'm working on that.
Do you got an album coming up in the future we can expect out of you? Because you done put out a lot of singles here. So
Yeah, as a matter of fact, yes, on Hillboy Music. You can go to hillboymusic.com. You can go to the store there. And they just released an album on me, as a matter of fact. And so it's fresh, it's hot. It's, yeah, oh, yeah. Go to hillboymusic.com. You can go to the store there. You see Mr. Jesse on there with all of my label mates and everything else. And this album has my mother on there as well. She didn't know I produced an old school number for her, and she's on there. He made a compilation project, so it turned out really nice, doing very well. And so y'all can go to the Hillboy Music. That's HillboyMusic.com. Hillboy Music. Go to that store and pick it up.
All right. Thank you for that information. All
yes,
right.
Ma'am, you're welcome.
Wow. You're more than welcome to give a shout out to all those that supported you in this music and your new upcoming album. So go right ahead, Lee.
Yeah, I'm going to give a shout out to Mr. Jesse and Mrs. Jesse Miles at Hillboy Music, Gloucester, Mississippi, for bringing me on as their music production manager in charge of music production, audio engineering, and they also brought me on as one of their artists on the label as well. You know, I want to give a special thanks to my younger brother, Ricky Austin. Over 30 plus years ago, he taught me how to play bass. Now, he's the bass man. I mean, everybody say, man, you can play.
Oh, wow.
What I'm doing on there, that's pretty smooth. But Ricky, that's the cat. You know, that's the cat I go to when I need more intricate stuff done. But
okay.
I thank him for, you know, showing me some stuff. And then, you know, of course, always, you know, my father was deceased. My mom, she's still here, and wife, everybody on the Gullah Soul Music team. I just want to say thank y'all because I couldn't do what I do without y'all. You know, when I bring these fellas into the studio to work, I mean, especially my son and Omar, man, these cats bring tiles in. They know already we're supposed to work, you know, and so they had the tiles and everything ready. So, I mean, those guys, they give me 100%, you know, and at times my son would say, "Pops, man, I don't know." And I said, "No, man, no, this is what I'm getting in my head, man. I gotta have it." you know, it's a trick. they get it. Omar, you know what, Ben? Omar does the same thing. I'll say, "Hey, oh, this is what I'm getting in my head." He'll shake his head. I don't know, man. This is what I'm getting in my head. You know, but they work it out.
Right,
you know, that's
right,
how he,
right.
I mean, we did that. We people were darker than blue. I was
right.
In my head. Took a minute.
Go
I said, this is what I'm in, bro. I know what I'm in. And it came
right.
out. Those guys worked very hard, and I thank them so much for working hard for me when we have to do these kind of tracks. And I thank you, Brenda, for your support. And I thank all of y'all out there listening, and you're going on these different music media websites, and you're listening.
Networks.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Right. Well, here's an applause to everyone that supported you, and hopefully they're going to keep on supporting you, Lee.
Thank you.
So I would like
to
I'd like to also ask if you have a special message to deliver for encouragement.
Yes. If I had to listen to every person that told me, this is a pipe dream, this and that, there's no future in music, and so forth, so on. And all the negative words you hear, you know, me, I fed on that. That gave me the drive to show you what I'm going to do. You know, with the help of God, you know, I mean, I can do all things. You know, I can do it all, whatever I want to do. And so no one decides for you what you're going to do. You have to decide what you're going to do for you. And so I never listened to the negative people. I never listened to that stuff. I never let it get me to the point
right.
where I doubted myself.
Right.
You know, you're doing what you're doing, Bren, because you didn't listen to these doubters. You didn't listen to the negative folks. And,
right.
and now you're doing what you love to do. You know what I'm saying? And so
yeah.
that's why I would tell anybody out there, whatever it is you want to do, you know, not even in the music business, whatever you want to do. Some dreams take a little bit longer to get there, but it's sweet when you do get there. So you just hold on and stick to what you know and have faith that you're going to get it done and just keep moving forward.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you so much for that info.
You're welcome.
We have a
thank
caller.
Okay.
Caller area code 979. Go ahead and speak, please.
Hello, this is Angie Alston. How are you, Brenda Moss?
Hello. How you doing, Angie?
I'm doing good. I'm just calling in to tell my husband I'm proud of him and doing what he's doing.
You.
And because it's a lot of work, but he does a very good job at what he does. And I'm proud.
Thank you. Thank
well,
you
I'm
so
glad
much.
You called on the show, and
yes.
I'm glad you put up with him.
Oh, it's not hard at all, believe me.
Oh, well, that's good.
It's not. I let him do what he do, and I don't get in his way because I know he's trying to succeed, so I let him do what he do.
Well, it's good
yes,
to know
ma'am.
His queen understands, and she
yes,
follows up
yes.
with him and in the flow with it all. Well,
yes,
we
yes.
are coming to the end of the showcase. Lee Alston, do you have anything else you would like to give while the listeners are still tuning in?
Yeah, you can go to, I tell you what, for those of you that may need some help in what you're doing with your music, you need accompaniment arrangements or whatever you need, email me at leeelston1970.la@gmail.com. Email me, ask me questions, or if you have something going on with your music you need help with, email me. Let me see what I can do to help you.
All right, then. Y'all hear that? We have a new caller, area code 979. Please state your name. Go ahead, please.
Corey?
Oh, it's you.
Yes, sir. It's me, Lee.
What's up, man?
What you got going on, Lee?
Man, you hear me what I'm doing, bro.
I hear
we
you.
On air. We are on air.
Yeah, you're on air, bro.
I'm sorry.
You're on live radio.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just want to say, man, Lee, you've been a great mentor, and you know, you're a good teacher, brother, and you know, thank you for putting me on in this music business too, as a little, as a young producer, you know, coming up, and I really look forward to working with you.
Oh, thank you, man. I look forward to working with you too, bro. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Corey.
No problem. Nice talking to you too, Ms. Brenda.
All right. Well, we're coming to a close to the show. We're running out of minutes. The last track I will play is In the Morning. Lee, would you like to say a brief story about this track here as we close out?
Yeah, brief story. The artist asked me to come play guitar at a studio in Houston, and he wanted some Osley Brother type ambiance on it. And so I put my fingers to work, and this is what he came with. It was a love song to his wife, and so I thought it was pretty cool to do that for him. So this is what we came up with.
All right. And Lee Austin, thank you so much for your participation, being my friend, and everything, and your compassion, your kindness. You're always welcome to come back on my platform, and you
thank
keep
you.
Doing what you're doing. Your wisdom, you're so humble, and you're so skillful and talented. You're always welcome in my world. You have a blessed
thank you
evening,
so much.
Mr. Austin.
You do the
and
same.
Here,
thank you.
All right. Keep in touch. Here is In the Morning, and thank you, everyone, for your support and send in your donations for me to stay on air. Thank you all. This is Lady Diva signing out. Good night, everyone.
I'll be there in the morning. God, help me find my way. Gotta get back to my baby, or I will last another day. Ooh, I gotta be there to see the sun on your face. I'll be there in the morning. God, help me find my way. Touch your 12 red roses, but none smell as sweet as you. But you're